The following program is brought to you in living color.
You see this earth? It's been resting. Now it's good. Someday I'm going to buy this land and I'm going to make a great wine. But here on this wreck of a vineyard.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Amazing creature. She deceives everybody.
You swine!
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva. And you are listening to another version of the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. We've got a great show outlined for you today, and I am just in a great mood. So this one might be a little off base. We might be a little off tempo before this is over with. But that's why you listen, because it's never boring here at The Crush. Well, today we are talking about something that's a very unique and very undefined topic. And this all started because I have been asked to join a wine club. And I think me and a wine club, I can get by with that. I think that makes sense. But then you start looking at the parameters of a wine club, what's involved, why it's there, and you just realize that it's too undefined. When you think about wine clubs, I think about two extremes. I think about, like we recommend with the wineries, going on their website, looking for wines there. Wines generally you can't get in grocery stores or retailers, and you can join their Wine of the Month club. Great examples of this, of course, Screaming Eagle, Harlan, Colgan, all those wines none of us can afford, we'll never find. But another example of wine clubs are the people that are kind enough to sit back and take all the labor out of you choosing your own wine. They sit back, they taste bottles on your behalf, and then every month for a set price, whether it's $29.99 or $299, they're going to send you their best recommendations. If you go on the internet right now and look up wine clubs, you will find wine clubs that will mail wine to your house that have been created by wineries, by growers associations, by county extension services, by counties, by newspapers, by magazines, by independent retailers, by grocery stores, by restaurants, a stationery store. Seriously, a stationery store is going to taste wine and send it to you. Mail order companies, churches, country clubs, racetracks, tennis clubs, the internet, and of course, bloggers. Because the people who have all the time in the world to sit and write about wine, they're going to pick out the wine and mail it to you. Well, here's my question. This is kind of what we're going to get into today. Who are these people that are putting together these wine clubs? What qualifies them to pick wine that I'm going to like? And how are they doing it? That is my question. We do have two great legitimate guests joining us today. We have Paul. He is the man who came up with thewineclub.com, the original club that started. And he's got a great story and a great background and is someone we trust with the original wine club. We also have Todd Miller. He is the founder of Wine Garage in Napa Valley. He also does the same thing with Set Parameters. And what's really cool about Todd Miller, he's in the middle of Napa Valley. So if anyone's going to know a lot about wine, it's going to be him. So we're going to have these two guys on. And the other time, we're just going to sit back. We're going to take a look and kind of analyze what there is to know about wine clubs. Of course, as always, I can't do this without your input. So we do ask you, give us a call. Drop it on the wine line. We're a very handsome, sexy, radiant, very masculine, and I'll add masculine, voice. Definitely not alternative lifestyle. Very masculine voice will tell you to leave your name and your phone number and your question. You can do that at 877-4-CRUSH-1. And when you leave that message, tell Kent you said hello. Kent's starting to feel neglected, and we can't have Kent lonely. But also, you can...
No, we don't want that.
We don't want Kent, everyone saying hello to Kent or Kent Lonely.
either one.
I warned you today, man. I warned you. All right. Besides an aggravating...
He also chickened out on his last name, too. We have Paul on the show today. You didn't even try.
Kent, who's our guest today?
You've got it right in front of you.
All right.
Now, okay, I'm going to take a stab at it, and we'll find out if we're right. Paul Kalamkierian, I believe is what it looks like. Kalamkierian.
See, we too here at The Crush, we experience the same dilemmas you people do day in and day out. Most of you who are listening to the show have problems pronouncing wine. We just can't pronounce last name.
That's
so
right.
We just kind of gloss right over it. No, that's not 20 years of Stale's experience. Hey, how you doing?
I love it. Good old Paul's going to be on the show today.
Paul, we all know Paul. Like I said, I warned you from the outset, it's going to be a strange show. But when we look at all these wine clubs, I think you'll see why we're gearing it towards a strange day. But as I was saying, call us 877-4-CRUSH-1. Let us know your experience and your thoughts on these wine clubs. Or for those of you who are shyer and don't want to deal with this wonderful one-on-one interaction that you can have here at The Crush, you can email me at Laura Lawson, LauraLawson at winecrush.com. Or for those of you who are just simple one-letter texters, you can put info@winecrush.com and let us know everything that's on your mind. Before I get too far off the tangent and down this merry road away from the grapes, I have to give you my weekly wine recommendations. Now, for those of you who have gotten to know me over the years and those of you who've seen me at some of these tastings, you can attest to the fact that I'm a little bit obsessive compulsive. And in doing so, when I find something, I usually can't leave it alone. Well, last week, if you'll remember, my red wine recommendation was Beckstoffer Cabernet. Love the wines. You know, the 75 series is great and wonderful. Well, I got my hands on another Tuck Beckstoffer wine. This one is called The Sum. And I can relate to this whole label because I firmly believe that the sum of me is greater than the individual parts. If you start looking at the individual things that make up my personality, you're going to lock me in an insane asylum. But taken all together, it just leads to such a winning, personable combination that this is why I relate to the wine as well. The Sum by Tuck Beckstoffer, 75% Cabernet, 10% Petite Syrah, 10% Syrah, 5% Merlot. This is mostly from Napa Valley, let's say about 95%. They do a little bit from Amber Knolls, and it spends only 20 months on oak. And I say only 20 months, you know, almost 2 years, but it's just enough to give it that great vanilla, soften out all the rough edges of that Cabernet. And so it really is drinkable. It's approachable. It's got a great blackberry aroma. It's got a lot of good fruit in the front palate, and it's just one of the smoothest, silkiest things I have consumed in a long time. It does help that it can retail under $20. So for those of you who are kind of watching your little dollars and cents these days, good price point. And it has one of the coolest labels I've seen in a long time. So check that out. It's called The Sum, S-U-M, and it's done by Tuck Beckstoffer author 75 Vineyard. Now, the white wine, since we're talking about wine clubs today, I will tip my hat to certain wine clubs. One of them I absolutely love is Rocchioli. Rocchioli, even as a wholesaler for many years, the only way I could get my hands on some of their Sauvignon Blanc was one, to sneak in the back door at the winery because they did know me on site and would run me off the property, but two was to get them to mail it to me. They have released their 2008 Sauvignon Blanc, and what I think differentiates the Sauvignon Blanc from any others that we really talk about is the fact they use old vines. Yes, I know. All of you just stopped and turned and looked at the radio and said, you don't use old vines for Sauvignon Blanc. You use it for Zinfandel. That's why this wine is so cool. 40% of the Sauvignon Blanc comes from the original vineyard that was planted in 1959. So for those of you that can do the math, you can figure out this is roughly a 40-year-old vineyard. Really, really cool. So it's going to have limited production. Another part of it, 26% of the blend is barrel fermented and also comes from a 17-year-old hillside vineyard. So you got some serious age before you go in the bottle on this Sauvignon Blanc. It leads it to be very melony. It has great tropical fruit on it. It's got great fruit on it. But I don't know whether it's the age or the soil, but it still picks up that flinty characteristic that we like to find from the Loire Valley and in that area. So Rocchioli Sauvignon Blanc, an old vine Sauvignon Blanc, if you can believe that, definitely worth your while. It's going to cost you a little bit more, but hey, you're worth it. You can pick it up from the wine club for about $32.99, $34.99, and it's worth the investment. So those are this week's wine recommendations. One you can only get from the winery. The other one you can find just by searching around. Well, we have so much more fun interaction. Of course, we'll drag Kent back up to see if we can annoy you some more. But we will continue to talk about wine clubs and get some insights after a small break.
Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
The Wine Crush.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and you are listening to the show that's designed to shatter all the myths of the thoughts you had of people who know about wine and in the wine business having any sense. That's what we're on a quest for today. Well, right now, because we're talking about wine clubs, we are going to have the daddy of all wine clubs call in and talk with us. So for those of you who want to play along with this audience participation game, I want you to go to www.wineofthemonthclub.com. And while we're doing that and you're checking out the website, we are going to talk to Paul Kalemkarian. And Paul, I will go ahead and welcome you to the Wine Crush and apologize all in the same breath. I am from Atlanta, Georgia. I barely speak English, so I apologize to what I did to your last name.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be part of the show. It's a 12-letter last name, so I go by K.
Okay, thank you. I can handle K. Hey, we do tape occasionally in North Carolina. We're used to Coach K, so at least we can't screw that one up.
There you have it.
All right. Well, we're talking about wine clubs today, and I have to admit, when I opened the show, there are so many wine clubs out there that I think just do a disservice to the general public. I think there's ones out there that just really taint the image of what great people like you do. So I'm delighted to have you on, and I want you to tell our listeners about your club, how it started, and the great history that you have.
Well, thank you so much. You're absolutely correct. What's happened in the industry in the past few years, maybe even 10 years, is that people have gotten into this business thinking it was the million-dollar baby, and their objective was to sell as much wine as fast as they could. And our history is much different. Our business started in 1972 as a result of trying to solve customer wine selection issues when they walked into my dad's wine shop in 1972. And he bought the wine shop in 1969. It became one of the premier wine shops in Southern California in the 70s. And people would come in with a $5 budget, much different than today, and ask for his selections. And so we decided to just choose them at the beginning of the month. And I would deliver them when I first got my license. And we started a small little upstart company, and we'd drive around the neighborhood and deliver the wines. And then we started UPS. And then as we grew, and the internet, of course, took hold, and we're still here today. And it's a testimony to our objective to continue to bring fine wine at a great price that's been pre-selected by somebody in the family, actually.
Especially for our listeners, to really put this into perspective, in 1972, there might have been 240 wineries in California.
Maybe
back then. So y'all have been at this since basically the whole wine movement started in California for earnest this time. And you have to have the great experience that can offer all your members the best of all worlds. You aren't selling plonk. You're selling great stuff to people.
Well, the fallacy about the wine business is that you have to pay money to get good wine. And the whole process of winemaking is so interesting, and every year it changes because you have to deal with different grapes and different vineyards and different soils, that we're able to taste everything you see in the stores. If you took me to the market with you or your wine shop, I could tell you bottle by bottle, based on the price, which ones are the best values, and that's because we taste everything you see. And that's where the value comes from, our selection process. And by the way, we don't charge you any extra for that. We just send you the two wines that we think are the best value for that month.
No, and I think it's a good way to approach it. For our listeners, if you decide to type in Wine of the Month Club or Wine Club and you go on the internet, what I love, you type in Wine of the Month Club and all of a sudden on the sidebars of anything you're looking at are, gee, advertising from wineries. I wonder what wines they're going to recommend for the Wine of the Month. If you go to the wineofthemonthclub.com, you're not going to see any advertising on that. So,
that is correct.
Paul, when you look to talk about wine or you look to taste wine, something we've always experienced in this business is we always have to say, sell the book, meaning just because I like it doesn't mean everyone else is going to like it. How do you manage to subjugate your palate from what everyday, day in and day out drinkers like?
That's a great question because everybody says, well, wine is subjective, it's what you like. Well, that's not entirely true. Yes, I cannot please all the palates all the time, so you get you never pay for wine you don't like at the Wine of the Month Club. However, many wines have technical flaws, and that's what we look for. We expect to sell you a wine from Sonoma that tastes like a wine from Sonoma. You don't need me to find you Beringers and Mondavis and those kinds of wines, but you want me to find you something that if I say this is a typical Merlot from the Argentina Mendoza region, that's what you want to be able to taste. And then you can decide, well, I don't really care for Merlots from Argentina. I like the ones from Sonoma and Napa, but not Mendoza. And you get a chance now to find your own palate by using our club.
I think that's a smart way to do it because you can appeal to people. What's hot right now? What are people calling in saying, Paul, I got to have this from there?
Well, it's funny I said Argentina. And today, by the way, today's tasting day. I'm about 50 wines into today, and we've got about 50 more for the rest of the day.
Hey, you spit, don't you? Because you sound a whole lot better than I do at barely starting a bottle.
That is correct. We do spit it all out, and it's. But don't forget, we taste a lot of junk. By the way, so we want to spit it out. But
hey, I was about to say that would be a great slogan for you. We taste the bad wine, so you don't have to.
Hey, I like it.
All right.
Are you going to copyright that? Answer the question directly. You know, we have a lot of interest in Malbecs from Argentina. And Merlot's kind of making a little bit of a comeback ever since he got clobbered from the movie Sideways.
Ugh, I'd like to slap him in the next week.
And what was kind of interesting from the, since you're out that way, there's a little trickle of rosé interest coming from the East Coast.
They are starting to get on board with that. I don't understand why they're doing it at the end of summer because, well, you know, it was perfect for July and August, but I'm ready to see that wine take off.
Good wines, and if you travel Europe, they're used every day at every cafe, and we just can't get over the White Zinfandel mystique.
Oh, none of it. I mean, still in shock. It's funny. I actually had sat down and spoken with some people at Sutter Home and spoken to some people at Behringer. Obviously, those are the big names when it comes to White Zinfandel. And White Zinfandel has actually grown. It's the one varietal they have actually seen an increase on in the last 5 months.
Isn't that interesting? I've not read that yet. But, yeah, listen, if it's converting some Scotch drinkers and some vodka drinkers to wine, and then we can educate their palate on other wines, it's good for us.
I think it's great for everybody. If you had any advice to give our listeners about joining a wine club or to what to look for, what would be the key point that you would have them look for?
Well, here's what's happened in the industry, and I think it's very important. And there's only a handful of us out there that do business the way we do it, and us being the original, of course, I'd recommend our program. However, the beauty of us is that you can talk to me. If you want to talk to the guy that chose the wine, that sat with the winemaker, that discussed it with the winery, that wrote the newsletter, you can talk to him. You can call me and say, listen, Paul, I didn't think that rosé was that good or that Merlot was that great. What'd you find it was so good? I will take the call and we'll talk about it. We have a passion for wine, and we want to present our customers with the highest level of customer service and the best value in the business. And if we fall short of that, we want to know about it, and you can talk to us about it.
All right, I've got to ask. Kent's going to shoot me. Do you get many of those phone calls? Do people pick up the phone and say, hey, the wine you picked was awful? What were you thinking?
It's funny. I have not those, hopefully. I get a lot of, we were just traveling to Europe, and we tasted this. Can you get this for us? Or, man, that was so good. Can we get some more? But we do have customers call and say, you know, I had a Chardonnay a few months ago that the customer called and says, you know, I just didn't see that. I said, well, you're entitled to that. So let me send you something else that replaces it. I think you will like based on what you told me your palate was about. And, of course, I got an email back saying they loved the selection we swapped out for them. So, like I said, I can't please all the palates all the time, but we'll make sure that we find something you like.
Well, I like that, and I like any kind of company that will stand behind their palate, I appreciate. Well, for our listeners, the Wine of the Month Club link will be on the Wine Crush website. And seriously, with all the ones that are popping up out there, I really think you ought to check out this wine club because it is the founder. It is the best out there. Paul, thank you so much for being part of the Crush. And hopefully we can get you back and talk about some other selections next spring.
My pleasure. Anytime, even on a Tuesday.
I like the way you think.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Laura Lawson. We have to take a small break right now, but when we return, it is all about you. After all, we'll take some emails and some phone calls.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech, between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are totally taking apart wine clubs so you can know what's out there, you can know what's good and know what's bad. And it's always fun to look at something this specifically and be able to take it apart. Let me reiterate, our 2 guests today represent some of the best wine clubs that are out there. They're true, they're fair, they're honest, and they have great people who are sitting and picking their wine. But the problem is, they are a rarity. With so much stuff popping up on the internet today, anybody and their brother can sit down and start a wine club, and they can put it together based on their palate, not ask you any questions, not be interested in what you're drinking, and a lot of times have worked out deals with wineries. And I find this to be reprehensible. They are taking advantage of the consumer who just wants to learn. So I want you to keep that in mind as we go through wine clubs today and look at things independently. So right now I do have a couple of emails that have come across my email with regards to wine clubs, and I find them interesting. It kind of hits on all the notes we've talked about. The first one, is there any way to get on the club list for things like Colgan, Screaming Eagle, Harlan, and the Cult Wines? No. You can forget it. No way. Those are the wines that you should have gotten on ages and ages ago. I just read a small little excerpt blurb, however you want to look at it, whether it's true or not, about the fact Colgan Wines, obviously the mailing list in the club for Colgan Wines has been booked out, maxed out for years. Someone actually at one point had to send Miss Colgan a copy of their divorce paperwork, in which in the divorce paperwork, it showed that the wife retained the club membership to Colgan. So that ought to tell you pretty much you have to get divorced, you have to die, you have to do something and have the paperwork to prove it. So no, you're not going to be able to get on those lists. My advice to you is look in the Wine Spectator, to look online and to try and find those wines there. Good luck. Best of luck. Another email. My boss gave us all memberships to a wine club last Christmas. There have been several wines in my shipments that I really like, but when I try to find them, I cannot. Why is this, and do you have any suggestions on where I can look for these wines? A lot of times, you find wineries that do private label only. They're kind of custom crush facilities that bottle wine exclusively for a retailer, that bottle wine exclusively for a mail order or a catalog or a basket place. And more often than not, these wines are sold 100% to the people who are sending these wines out for you. A good example, I hate to name a winery, so let's say Kent Winery is only going to make 50,000 cases this year, 25,000 cases of white, 25,000 cases of red. Because it's Kent Winery, he knows it's not that good, and he knows it's not going to sell well on the shelves, especially with his name and picture on it.
Thank you.
So what he does then is he finds some kind of stationery, some kind of gift basket, some kind of place that is willing to take all 25,000 cases of Kent's terrible, terrible wine and sell it off in a mail club. So even though Kent worked very, very hard on his wine, it can't make it retail. He can't find distributorship for it. And so, ergo, it was sold off, and you'll never be able to find it in a store. Now, I am sure that the wine line is lighting up right now. I am not saying that every mail order place that sends out private label wine is all selling wine that's as bad as what Kent made. I'm just saying that a lot of times that's where a lot of this stuff goes to die. So if you can't find it, one of the best advice I can give to people, I love it. I get this daily. Laura, I had this great bottle of Chardonnay. It had a beige label. It had a flower on the front, and it was in cursive, and I think it was Chardonnay. Can you get me the bottle? I love it. I love it when people do that to me and say, oh, really? What was the wine? What you can do is, by law, on the back of every wine bottle, it has to list out the address of where that wine came from. You can usually do a Google search of that address, and it will point you to who made that wine. Now, whether it will say it's a custom crush facility, I don't know. A lot of times it will say, you look up the address, it says one thing on the bottle, it might belong to Beringer Wine Estates, it might belong to Napa Cellars, but that is a great way to do the research. If you like the bottle, check out the address on the back and Google it. But other than that, sometimes it's very difficult to find the wines. And also, if you don't know what wine club you're part of, because it was a gift, you're going to be in kind of a catch-22. But usually Googling the address and reading the back label can give you more than you ever wanted to know about that bottle. So good luck with that. All right, I have another email, very short and to the point. What wine clubs do you belong to and what would you recommend? Well, the wine clubs I would recommend, of course, are going to be the ones on the show today. The Wine Garage out of Napa and, of course, thewineclub.com. But as far as what wine clubs I belong to, I don't. I don't ascribe to it. Simply because I've spent so much time in the wine business, I prefer to pick my own wines. I prefer to walk into a mega mart, a supermart, or at this point just my office, and look around and point out new pretty labels and say, I want to try this, this, and this. I am kind of a hands-on shopper. So for those of you who like the idea of trying something new, it's great to have a wine club send things to you. I personally like to be involved in my choices. Once again, it goes back to that concept. I want to know who's picking the wine. I want to know what qualifies them to pick the wine, and I want to know how they're picking the wine. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry or Kent can pick a wine off the street. But ultimately, when you look at it, what is their palate? Is it like mine? Is it similar? Can I find the wine again? So this is why I don't belong to wine clubs. It doesn't mean you shouldn't ascribe to, but I think all of you, if you're taking time to listen to the Wine Crush, have enough sense to go and pick out your own wine.
I have a question.
All right.
All right. Is there anything new, daring, bold happening in the world of wine that's different, that's something that just knocked your socks off and you went, wow, I've never tasted anything like this before?
Unfortunately, I've made that comment. I haven't tasted anything like that before several times in the past week and a half, but it wasn't in a good sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was not. It was more like, oh, my God, what the hell was that? But as far as something good, why can't? That's why I do wine recommendations.
No.
So, Tut Beckstoffer is the coolest thing I've seen. Actually, something I have lined up for an upcoming show, Deloach, that I haven't seen much out of, has started to do wine in mini barrels. And the little barrel can come to your house, and you can get it at a store, and it'll sit on your counter. And I'm fascinated to play with one of those barrels.
Would be fun.
It would be fun. We need one for the studio on days like today.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is, have all the wine frontiers been conquered, and everything's kind of a variation of something that's been done already, or is there anything new left out there?
Wasn't it Shakespeare that said, anything worthwhile under heaven and earth has already been done?
I believe it was.
There we go. That answers that question. See, we're having fun here on The Crush today. So for those of you who are still tuned in and have commentary on The Wine Crush, or Kent, or me, or want a bottle of Kent's wine, call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email me at Laura Lawson, LauraLawson, at winecrush.com. Or for those of you who just want to entertain Laura Smales, you can find her at info@winecrush.com. We are not going to leave any soul unturned today. Hey, listen, on that note, when you're actually playing around with that email, check out our website, winecrush.com. We lately have been doing the poll on wine snobs and what to do with them. Most of you are voting to one-up them. 43% of y'all say that if they're aggravating you, you just kind of one-up them. I am so disappointed in each and every one of you. I thought I had trained you better. Only 29% of you want to shoot them. Really? Come on, people. Let's get on the website. Let's vote. Let's talk about how we really feel. And as long as I'm getting off on this tangent, remember we are doing a contest to have your picture sent in to winecrush.com with you drinking in strange places. And the winner of this lovely contest is going to get a Wine Crush t-shirt personally autographed by me and maybe by Kent as well. So keep that in mind. Check that out while we are taking a small commercial break right here.
I'll have a
white wine spritzer.
Yes.
And you, sir? I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
You look good.
You look good yourself. I thought you were never going to call me.
You did?
But I really wanted you to, and I thought you were never going to.
Do you have kids?
No.
You want mine?
The Wine Crush.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX. Performance you can feel.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are continuing on our quest for wine clubs that are worth their salt. And it's perfect that we have little Joan Jett Garage leading us into this, because right now we've got Todd Miller from the Napa Wine Garage joining us. Todd, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling in. Today here on The Crush, we're having a little bit of fun talking about some of the farces that are the wine clubs that are popping up on the internet, and how the fact that anywhere from stationary stores to gas stations can have their own wine club. And the very fact that you are one of the legends in wine clubs, that the Wine Garage is one of the respected ones, I wanted you to help me let our listeners know that there are people worthwhile out there. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit about the Wine Garage. Tell our listeners what you are all about.
Well, we started the store in an old 1950s garage in Calistoga, right on Highway 29, right before you get into town in Napa Valley, 6 years ago. I was never in the wine business. I was in the internet business, and we moved up to St. Helena when my wife was about ready to give birth to our daughter. And 6 months after that, the dot bomb kind of hit, and I lost 75% of my clients in about 45 days.
Ugh.
And didn't want to really move back to the city to get a job, so we decided to jump into the wine business, because that's what you do in Napa Valley.
See, this is what I like. There's a lot of stories that would start out like this. I've never been in the wine business. I got into it because I had to. But I love the fact that you continued on with the concept you've stayed true to. Tell our listeners about the parameters that go into picking a wine for the Wine Garage.
Well, first off, everything in the Wine Garage is $25 and less. When I first started buying wine wholesale for the store, I set a little test for myself to see what kind of quality of wine could I get for under $25. And I hit the road, and I went out to Amador County and Lodi and Mendocino and Paso Robles and Santa Barbara, not focusing just in Napa Valley, because all the stores in Napa Valley sell Napa Valley cult wine. It's one of the reasons why we also started the stores, because I couldn't find any everyday drinking wine in Napa Valley. All the stores are, you know, for, you know, our trophies. And so I found an ocean of wine out there, of high-quality wine, for $25 and less. And we set the parameters for the store, and I've never swayed from them.
So basically, you paddled through the ocean all by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I went out and I talked to the vintners. You know, I walked the vineyards with, you know, the owners. I tasted wine in people's kitchens. Everyone wanted to sell wine in Napa Valley, because Napa Valley has a reputation in the wine, you know, community that you know, they're the best, and everyone else is the redheaded stepchild. So I got deals, because just for the, you know, for the sake of that, my store was in Napa Valley, and I was coming out to these guys. I kept asking them, "Tell me, I mean, has a wine buyer ever like actually came out to your winery and talked to you face to face?" And I asked that question in every wine growing region that I went to, and the answer was always no. So, you know, you don't know. You know, we found stuff, you know, that was in their cellars and their storage that they were backed up on. We tasted wines, and you know, we have to be unique here in Napa Valley, or else we're going to be invisible, because we're competing with the big boys.
Well, at this point,
that's what we did. We became unique.
Well, you're becoming unique across the country. And I do want to reiterate for our listeners, what the garage does is they find the best California has to offer that you'll never see, that's going to be under $25. These are wines that necessarily wineries can't find distributors for. Wineries don't have enough production. They can't get in enough states. They can't get it shipped out. It doesn't mean these wines are bad. They're just really cool or smaller production. So y'all do the kind of service that I'd like to see done more often, is give people an insight into the things behind the scenes in Napa.
Right now? things are very interesting in the wine business up here. you know, well, we saw a big drop in tourists last summer, and now we saw an even bigger drop in tourists this year. And people are really kind of freaking out because, you know, Napa Valley's not used to having to kind of tighten their belt on lean times. And now, you know, everyone is about 30% down. And I would guess that that's kind of a it's even worse than that in reality. It's probably 50% down. We're seeing, you know, it's expensive to come here, and we're you know, people are still here in the valley this summer, but instead of buying 2 and 3 cases, they're buying 2 and 3 bottles.
I definitely can attest to that. That's not just in the valley; that's across the whole country. But when they come in and they're buying, what are they buying?
They're buying stuff that they don't get from work, you know, in their local wine shops back home. And you know, when we first opened the store, I carried a lot of imports, and you know, I realized, geez, you know, most of my customers are tourists, and why are they going to buy a Spanish wine if they live in New York, where they can get, you know, Spanish wine probably cheaper than I can sell it to them? The rule is everything that's on the shelf at the store is tasted by me, and if I don't love it, I don't buy it. That's the bottom line. We don't believe in numbers and ratings because all that stuff is crap anyway. You know, it depends on, you know, how it tastes and what you want. And if someone likes a oaky Rumbauer Chardonnay, which costs normally $35 retail, I guess, across the country, I can show them something that's even better for $20.
That's what we like to hear, and that's why people like you do such a great job. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today. The website for winegarage.net will be on our website at winecrush.com, so you can check out everything the Wine Garage has to offer. Todd, I appreciate you being part of the Crush today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, we're going to have to take a small break right here, but we're going to wrap up our comments on Wine Club and give you a little bit more of my 2 cents worth when we return.
A party? And you didn't invite us?
The Wine Crush.
You ain't getting rid of us that easy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
Hi-hi-hi-hi-hi!
It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit InventNow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we have been investigating wine clubs. Before we get to a wrap-up on this, I've got to share one stupid news for you. This is coming out of California, but most of you have seen it on your nightly news about the California fires. There's one that's been labeled the Gloria Fire, which has burned more than 6,400 acres, and it started in a vineyard owned by Constellation Wines. Workers at the vineyard located east off Highway 101 on Gloria Road were setting off agricultural fireworks to scare off birds. William said, the reporter on this said that once they set off the fireworks, then they noticed the vineyards and the hillsides were on fire. They never called to report the fire. The only way authorities learned of the fire was from motorists who were on Highway 101 who saw the smoke. The investigation is still ongoing, but even if the fire is found to be an accident, the property owners will be responsible to pay for the firefighting effort. Right now, the cost of that 6,400-acre blaze, just to suppress it, is $4 million. It's been going on for 5 days. This is, in essence, the kind of stupidity that we are talking about today, and let me try and wrap this up together. When you look at one of the big fires happening in California because you're setting off fireworks to get rid of birds, you set the side of the hill on fire and you don't call anybody. That's just abject stupidity and laziness. And that kind of goes hand in hand with what we're dealing with most of the wine clubs you find on the internet today. You find a lot of people who decide that they're going to sit back and write about wine because somewhere along the line someone told them that, oh, I like your palate and the way you pick wines out. So all of a sudden, you have 10,000 people on the internet who think they can start a wine club and that everybody else ought to bow down and who send their money. So whereas this can't exactly be the solution to everything, I want our listeners who are going to get involved in a wine club to observe four basic tenets that we definitely come from the Wine Garage and from thewineclub.com. Number one, in a wine club, look for history. Have these people been around? Are they around to stay? Are they fly by night? Number two, look for tasting notes and profiles on the websites. Are they willing to tell you about the wine they're going to ship you, or they're just going to tell you you'll get a lovely selection every month? Number three, are they asking you what you like? Not what they're going to tell you to like, but what profile do you like? Do you like butter? Do you like oak? Do you like vanilla? Do you like citrus? Do you like apricot? What is it that you pick out when you have to pick your own wine? Four, and finally, will they stand behind their choices? If you call that place up and say, hey, listen, I really hated that Chardonnay. Can you get the taster on the phone? And they will give you some kind of remedy to your dissatisfaction. Those are the four things to look for in looking for a wine club. And please be diligent when you do this. Well, I'm Laura Lawson. We remind you to sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told. And most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth.